Commissioner, you've had a chance to take in a little bit of the Tulsa Farm Show and this livestock handling skills competition this morning, FFA chapters from around the state. You were kind of given a message before the thing started that indeed we've got to always be very cognizant of safety and making sure that we do these things right.
That's right. This whole process here today, and I'm very proud of the kids from around the state that are in this program. I mean, the future of Oklahoma looks very bright. Rural Oklahoma is incredibly important to our state. But the safety aspects of what they're learning here today through this process, it really ties directly back to insurance and risk management, and very proud of how the kids are learning. These young adults really are learning how to properly handle the cattle and work them through. It's really remarkable, and the amount of time that they've taken to get this far, we're extremely proud of them, and it's been a pleasure to be here today.
You know, when we start thinking about agriculture, it is a dangerous industry. It's a work environment that can turn on you pretty quickly, and these type of educational events, whether it's for kids or for adults, very, very important.
No, absolutely. To be able to watch this process, and you can, you know, as they grow and they learn some of the risk and insurance aspects of what they're doing, you know, they can be a major injury, a head injury, hand injury, and to watch how careful they are, and they're learning all the safety aspects of this is really great for the industry, and it's great for them because someday it's going to probably help them not have a major accident on their farm or ranch, which directly goes back to the insurance side of things.
The insurance industry in our state's had a tough couple of years. Give me maybe a little bit of an overview of how you feel that the health of the industry. Some of our in-state companies.
Right. It's the health of the Oklahoma insurance industry is very vibrant. We've got a lot of great companies, Oklahoma Domestics, some that are participating here with the show. It's really very good. The major issue that I see is we really need to be prepared for the wildfires that they're saying. The drought is a problem, and we really need to keep our eye on that, have a plan. And the firefighters from around the state have done a wonderful job, and that's really a very integral part of the insurance business, is to make sure we have a vibrant rural firefighters around the state and our class codes. But the drought really is concerning me because of the amount of wildfires we had last year. They're predicting that it's going to be worse next year. So that's but the insurance industry is responding to these natural disasters all around the country, and Oklahoma is part of that. But I do view it as a vibrant industry, but it is one that's it's very dynamic and changing.
But, what role does the state have in trying to help communicate? For example, the wildfire season that may be ahead of us in spring of 2013. To make sure that folks are really ready and done everything they can do to avoid a problem.
Well, we were just having a conversation here. I think it's a partnership. We need to be talking about it at the legislature this year and planning for the amount of stress that it's going to put on rural firefighters around the state, because they are volunteers. And we need to really take a close look at that. But our water sources around the state, making sure we have the proper amount of hauled water, stored water, because we know it's coming. But the state, we put out through the Oklahoma Insurance Department PSAs to talk to folks about being prepared for wildfires and making sure that you have insurance, renter's insurance, those homes. We had a large amount of folks that did not have insurance in the last wildfires, and a lot of it is affordable. It is out there. But most Americans, most Oklahomans, our largest financial risk is our home or ranch, and we need to make sure that that's properly insured. Sit down with your agent and go through that ahead of time, because if you lose that in a wildfire or a tornado or whatever it might be, that's a major financial hit. So my message to them is, please sit down with your licensed agent or broker and walk through that. Find the affordable coverage. Even if you're renting, get that renter's coverage out there, because that would help you with be better prepared.